Amid nationwide testing shortages and backlogs, one county in our region is offering COVID-19 tests to everyone. A local couple is bankrolling the effort. And it's not the usual nose or throat swab. It's a blood test. The Mountain West News Bureau's Ray Ellen Bichelle explains the test isn't looking for the virus, it's looking for antibodies.
Normally this time of year, realtor Teddy Errico would be helping prospective buyers find ski resort getaways. But instead, on a chilly afternoon in Telluride, Colorado, he found himself washing his hands outside a middle school gym.
You know how to use the foot pedal for the water?
I do, from all the music festivals.
God, the water's chilly today.
Entrez-vous, said a door attendant in a fake French accent. Then he opened the door for Errico to step inside, where benches were doused in enough bleach to stain people's pants.
How are you for blood draws? First stick they usually get you?
Sometimes it's a little tricky, but...
While tests have been rationed in most of the country, San Miguel County is offering a free COVID-19 test to anyone who wants one.
Okay, I'm number 1562. Exciting.
First, they tested all the first responders and their families. Then they tested the teachers and their families. Then people over age 60, and then everyone else.
That was easy. Thank you so much.
They'll follow up with a second round of testing a couple weeks after the first. Dr. Ajay Sethi is an infectious disease epidemiologist at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says results from San Miguel County could prove to be really useful.
It's an opportunity to get really meaningful data that we're sorely lacking.
The usual nose or throat swab only picks up if someone is actively ill with COVID-19. A blood test, on the other hand, looks for antibodies. It asks if the immune system has ever encountered the virus before. So it also picks up on people who may have gotten the virus and then recovered without ever knowing it.
If there's high uptake for this antibody test, we can get a complete picture of how many people are infected in the community, but maybe never needed medical attention, maybe never even thought to call their doctor.
And that, he says, could help get a better understanding of how it spreads within a community. Sethi has been working on trying to predict when certain hospitals might get flooded with COVID-19 cases.
In order to forecast where it might go in the future, we'd certainly want to know where most of that transmission is occurring. Right now, we just don't know, since we're only testing people who are symptomatic and higher risk for severe disease.
Some health policy experts say this kind of testing could be the key to reopening society, because people deemed recovered are possibly immune, so they could go back to regular life. Dr. Lee Riley is a professor of epidemiology and infectious diseases at the UC Berkeley School of Public Health. He says it's a little early for that conclusion.
Just because you mount an antibody doesn't necessarily mean that you're protected.
But he agrees that antibody testing an entire county could be useful in a big picture kind of way.
You know, if this is a part of a study, I think it's worthwhile because that contributes to the knowledge, right, that we need.
Knowledge like how fatal is it if you count all the people who got it rather than just the people who got really sick? And who actually is immune? But the testing in San Miguel County isn't part of a study, and it's unclear how much, if any, of the data will become available to researchers. So Riley says,
right now, you know, we're trying to control new infections and deaths.
And putting money and manpower toward blood testing could sap those efforts, he says, when the typical nose or throat test is more useful at showing who is probably contagious. Still, even if there were unlimited resources to offer everyone blood tests, not everyone would get it. Even in San Miguel County, which only has about 8,000 residents.
You have to sign up online.
That's Tamoya Einhoff. She lives in Norwood, a less affluent part of the county than Telluride.
You have to have technology to get the alert that your testing day is today, or the phone call, or the email. If you don't have the luxury of having internet at home, you're not going to be in the loop necessarily of the stuff.
And because of the statewide stay-at-home order, she says word of mouth isn't as useful because people aren't, say, chatting at the grocery store.
I mean, I think that there's great potential that the less fortunate and the poorer of our community will be left out because they won't know.
Some countries are working to make antibody testing widely available. Take the UK, where health officials have promised that do-it-yourself blood tests will be available soon at drugstores and by mail. Supposedly, they're as easy as a finger prick, with results you can see for yourself in just 15 minutes. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.